Father in heaven, bless the testimony just given. Write it on the hearts of the unsaved in this gathering, and grant that there may be a turning to the Lord and a coming to Christ. Give us now thy blessed Spirit, and fill us with thy power for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. The first chapter of Romans and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Simply tonight, I want to present to you the challenge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going very simply to proclaim the gospel. And I want to make it as plain as I possibly can. I'm going to take just the word gospel. And in the form of an acrostic, I'm going to take every letter in that word and discover what the heart is and what the message is of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As simply as I can, I want to spell out what the gospel is, what the gospel offers, and what the gospel can do. The letter, the name gospel, starts with the letter G. G stands for the grace of the gospel. There would be no gospel if God was not the God of grace. It was God's grace that thought out the gospel in the heavens above. It was God's grace that brought it to this earth. It's God's grace that works it in our hearts. The devil fights it, but praise God, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Whether he is a Jew or a Greek, all can be saved by the power of this gospel. Take your New Testaments, open them, and what do they present? Four books, and they're all called the gospel. You have the gospel of Matthew that presents us with the grace of Christ, because Christ is the sovereign Christ. He's the King. And Matthew's gospel presents Jesus the King. Then we turn to Mark, and Mark presents to us the grace of Christ, not in royalty, but the grace of Christ in service. You have Christ the servant in the gospel of Mark. And then Luke comes to us, and Luke's gospel is the gospel of Christ, the one who sympathizes with people. Go all through the gospel of Luke, and you'll find that's the gospel that Jesus is helping. Every poor person, every sick person, every leprosy person that comes under his sympathy. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Not some of them. He, thank God, gives us healing from them all. And then when we turn to John's gospel, we find the grace of Christ in the Son of God. Who is Jesus? A good man. No, he's not man. He's God. He's God incarnate in the flesh. He's the God-man, the man Christ Jesus. Matthew, Messiah's Israel's king, sets forth by Israel slain. But God decreed that Israel's loss should be the Gentiles' gain. Mark tells us how in patient love this earth was once been trod by one who in a servant's form was yet the Son of God. Look, the physician writes of a more skilled physician still, who gave himself a Son of Man to save us from all ill. John, the beloved of Jesus, sees in him the Father's Son, the everlasting Word made flesh, yet with the Father one. Meet, dear sinner friend, Christ the Sovereign. Meet, dear Jesus friend, Christ the Servant. Meet, dear sinner friend, Christ the sympathizer, and meet him as the eternal Son of the living God. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. So much for the first letter, the letter G. O is the second letter. It stands for the fact that there's only one gospel, the one and only gospel. The world is filled with false gospelers and false gospels. If you build your eternity on lies, you will go down to hell in judgment and everlasting woe and darkness. But Christ's gospel is the one and only true gospel. Gospel means good news. And I've got good news tonight. All your sins can be washed away. All your back living in sin and sorrow and wickedness and lust can be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. There's power in the blood, my sinner friend. It has cleansed the chief of sinners already. And if it did that, it can do the same for you. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. The one and only gospel. My, there are many churches in Belfast and many churches in this road, but they're not preaching the gospel. They're preaching another gospel. It has no blood. It has no power. It has no salvation. But neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby they must be saved. The third letter is a letter S. What does that stand for? Stands for salvation. What you got when you called on Jesus. What I got when I called on Jesus. Scores of people in this meeting, and they have Christ in their hearts. Listen to it. The hope of glory. This is not where we're going to stay. We're going to the Lamb that flows with milk and honey. Salvation is the gospel of our Savior. In Christ we have it. The only person that can save sinners is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ saves from sin. Past sin, present sin, and future sin. He breaks takes the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make 10,000s clean. Hallelujah. His blood atones for me. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, the pardon receives. The fourth letter of the word gospel is the letter P. What does that stand for? For power. For power. How powerful is the gospel? The gospel saves from the guttermost to the uttermost all that will come unto God by him. Jesus saves from the depths of the hell of sin and raises saints to the heights of God's heaven. He calls all sinners, no matter what their filth is, or what they have done, or what they have said, or how they lived, or what laws they have smashed. He says, come, I'll save you. I'll wash your sins all away in my precious blood. And you'll be mine, not for the years of time alone, but for all eternity. None who come are turned away. Through faith in his name, which by him they were made strong. When you go home tonight, take down your Bible and read the third chapter of the book of the Acts. And look especially on verse 26. Yes, the P stands for power. But when we come to the fifth, what do we read? Letter do we get? The letter E. E stands for, listen to it, everyone. None are turned away. Whosoever. What a wonderful word that is. That means you and me and everyone else. I remember when I was under conviction of sin as a little boy, I wondered, was Ian Paisley going to be saved? And as coming home one day from school, I could take you to the very place where God stopped me in my tracks. And he said, salvation is for you. If there had only been one sinner in the world, I would have died for you. Oh, it filled my young and tender heart with joy. I've been enjoying it every day. I've been enjoying it in the toughest times, and I've been in some tough places and have done some things that got the wrath of the people upon me. But in my heart was Christ, the hope of glory. Mine, 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 I know he is mine. Oh, the whosoever can be saved. The record of your sins can be blotted out, and blotted out forever. His blood can make 10,000 clean. His blood avails for me. And the last word is the letter L. What does that stand for? It stands for love. Oh, 'twas love. 'Twas wondrous love. The love of God to me. It brought my Savior from above to die on Calvary. The old hymn books are the best. I picked up one of them the other day, 200 years old. When I read these words, they blessed my soul. Far beyond all comprehension is Jehovah's covenant love. Who can fathom its dimensions or its unknown limits prove? Ere the earth upon its basis by creating power was built, his designs were wise and gracious for removing human guilt. He displayed his grand intention on the Mount of Calvary, when he died for our redemption, lifted high upon the tree. Oh, how sweet to view the flowing of his soul-redeeming blood, with divine assuring knowing that it made my peace with God. Not foreseen thy love excited, faith or good desires in me, but because thy grace delighted to be sovereign and free. Freely thou wilt bring to heaven all thy chosen ransomed race, who to thee their head were given in the covenant of grace. Mine, 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 I know he is mine. Let me introduce you to my Savior, my Lord, and my God. And what does he say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I, not the church, not the sacraments, not the theology, I, a living person, person who walked the roads of this earth, one who carried our sorrows and to the cross carried our sins, the one who died that we might be forgiven, the one who died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven. Saved by his precious blood. You can be washed tonight. You be cleaned tonight. All you need to do in that seat to say, Lord, save me, I perish. And as he picked the drowning Apostle Peter out of the Sea of Galilee that was storm-tossed and would have drowned him, so he'll draw you to himself. And when your hands are in the nail-pierced hand of Christ, naught can harm the Father's child. May God help you to pray the sinner's prayer and get the power of the gospel in divine redemption. Let's bow our heads. O God, our Father, we thank thee for the love that Jesus had for me, to suffer on the cruel tree, that I a ransomed soul might be. It's more than tongue can tell. O God, may those that are not saved tonight call upon the name of the Lord. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, save the sinners for Jesus' sake. Amen and amen.